We'll be right back. Hello and welcome back once again to Insomnia Radio Canada. This is show number 80. My name is Chris and I am, well, your jack of all trades here at the show. I do everything. Recording, researching, hosting, mixing, mastering, posting the webpage, you name it, I do it. So thanks again for tuning in. We've got a whole bunch of fantastic tracks up for you this week. That first track you heard there was from JoJo Worthington. I have played her before on the show. This track was Synchronize. It is from her new album, and I got this one instead right from JoJo. This one came from Artura Research. Pretty much everything except the last track today has come from them. So thank you, Rachel, for sending all this stuff over to me through you. And JoJo's from Kitchener-Waterloo, in case you're not familiar with her. That is in Ontario, Canada. This is a new album co-produced with William Cran. And the album is called TCYK, The Company You Keep. It's a textured exploration of Worthington's experiences as a woman navigating tremulous relationships. Orchestral and electronic sounds blend, creating a sense of scene of walls that of sound that complement intimate narratives. Yes, apparently today I cannot read. That is nothing new. So hopefully you liked that track. I've got a whole bunch of more fantastic stuff coming up for you. Little note, I'm going to put a link in the show notes today. Due to many things coming in via SoundCloud and Spotify, and I have a SoundCloud account, I have now opened up a Insomnia Radio Canada Spotify account where I have been liking and following bands that have been submitting me music. I have been starting to backtrack and find bands that I've been playing over the last 80 shows and started to build a playlist over there. So if you're interested, wander over to the show notes and you can grab a link to the playlist over on Spotify, or you can just search for Insomnia Radio Canada over on Spotify. You should be able to find the playlist. And I am going to start looking into seeing if we can actually get the podcast streamed over there as well. So that would be fantastic for all you Spotify folks. And in the meantime, we're going to jump onto track two today and play some more fantastic music. So let's get to it.
There is a way to cope, and I might have found it, but then again, I don't know. He does his best to keep me on the straight and narrow, so I back down. Touching the dirt is good for your soul.
Insomnia. Hey, this is Matthew from Color Film, and you're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
I can't see my life without you, dear. It doesn't feel right to stay here. Hand over your eyes and a hand on the wheel. Falling out of love in fifth gear. So we take it slow as sun's coming up. Night is over. And we're getting closer. Is this the end? Is this the end of everything? Is this the end? Is this the end of everything? I can't spend my time on wasted years, but I can't say goodbye, choking on tears. Living in decision, cause it's not clear that I can live my life without you. So we take it slow as sun's coming up. Night is over. And we're getting closer. Is this the end? Is this the end? The end of everything. Is this the end? Is this the end? The end of everything. I know that love gets hard sometimes. Still dream of you and I. I know that we could compromise. Baby, baby, yeah, baby. I don't wanna watch this die.
What do you think? Two more great tracks? I thought so. So the first one there is a band, I believe, or an individual called Merivale. The album is Lessons, I believe. And they are a Toronto-based singer-songwriter. Merivale is a moniker for Anna Horvath. She's previously collaborated with names including Swim Good Now, Ryan Hemsworth, and Teen Daze. Luke Lalonde from Born Ruffians, and Toronto's DCF. Her songs carry questions, exploration, and an expectation of philosophical growth, full of folk lyricism, experimental instrumentation, and a sweeping dynamic range. She strives to make sense of the key arresting moments in life. So hopefully you guys enjoyed that track. As always, there will be links to all these artists in my show notes. And the second one there was Liam Duncan. He is from Winnipeg. And the track was The End. Let me see if we can find little notes on Liam. Yes, so he's from Winnipeg, Manitoba, and the album came out of a breakup and the self-imposed loneliness that came with it. He faces guilt in trying to love again. The record is an incredibly vulnerable look inside Liam's head and heart. So thank you, Liam, for sharing. The album is If I Don't Feel Better, and of course, you can find that over in show notes. I also had a new bumper in there. Did you catch that? That was brand new. Came in just this past week. So thank you for sending that in. I'm always looking for bumpers for musicians, listeners, whatever you want. Be as simple as, hey, your name, you're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada, or as creative as you like. Many of you will know the Two Crown King bumper that I play quite frequently, which is very artistic and interesting and different. So I'm always looking for bumpers, and I'm still looking for an outro song to go at the end of every show. So if you're a musician and you want to get me something like that, please feel free to send something in. But we have three more tracks to play for you, so instead of rambling on as I have now done talking about these musicians and things the show needs, I've got 2 minutes of ramble here. Yep, that would be about what I've got. That's what happens when you're all by yourself hosting. Sometimes you end up rambling a little bit. On the upside, I do have show 81 already started and building all those great tracks that come in, and hopefully we will get on a much more regular rotation now that this new system seems to be working a little bit better. So three more tracks and some more ramble and babble for me later, and hopefully another bumper. So more music, here we go.
I hate to say I told you so, to be the petty one who couldn't let things go. I should have known. It now seems so clear, it wasn't worth the show and all those tears. I hate to say I told you so, to cry when milk was spilled, who couldn't tell a joke. I should have known. It now seems so clear, it was just blood for sport and wasted years. The truth is, I just wanted to be right and you to be wrong. But I'm sorry, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Yeah, I'm sorry, we can't go back, just be friends and start. But I'm sorry, and I mean
This is Nicholas Klaus from the band Axe Minister. I'm wide awake on Insomnia Radio Canada.
There we go. Two more great tracks, don't you think? So let's see, where did we get to? Lisa. That was her track there that we played first. Just trying to find my show notes here. Yes, yes, here we go. She has an offbeat style, generally disarming and naturally draws you in. Born and raised in Montreal, but now residing in Hamilton, Ontario. This eclectic artist manages to create music that is both nostalgic and avant-garde. Playful melodies washed in dreamy synths, Lisa has a knack for sketching in broad color, mature deep strokes, just enough to capture the imagination. Though it's short, all four songs on Lisa actually make it for a remarkable, satisfying self-titled EP. So that was the first track. And then I decided to switch my next track and the last track around. For some reason, for me, it just flowed better that way, and hopefully you guys will agree. So I played Fairway Drive, and this one was actually the one direct submit to me. I got a CD from the singer at a show they did at Molly Bloom's in Stratford. about 2 months ago, so I have been holding on to this CD. Hopefully you enjoyed that track. The band is Fairway Drive. I believe they are from Kitchener, Waterloo area in Ontario. And the song was It's Not Easy off the album Countless Days. So as you can tell, these guys are a punk band. They're pretty fantastic. You can hear lots of different punk influences in their music, but yeah, definitely punk. Reminded me a lot of Green Day when I heard them at Molly's. So thank you to them for giving me that album. I'll probably grab another track off that album in a few shows just to give you some space between hearing them and remind you that they are a great band and you should go pick up their music if you can find them. I believe they are on Spotify. So yeah, you can go check out all my favorites over there on that playlist that I started building. So last track time. Again, reminder, I am still looking for an outro for my show, so feel free to record me something fantastic and send it to me. And of course, now I have misplaced the information for this musician. This is Roman Clark. He has a fantastic web page, if I can bring it up here. I'm gonna give this a try. I'm going to play his song I'd Be With You. Yeah, you get to hear me type. Feel like Carolyn over on the Bugcast. Clickety clack. Yeah, that's his Facebook page. We don't want the Facebook page. That's Bandcamp page. Don't want the Bandcamp page. Ba-ba-da-ba-ba. Is this the right page? I'm not sure. Let's see. Let's get you that information because, you know, it's always good to give you some information. So, yes, indeed, we have his information, of course. Took a minute to find it there, but thanks for bearing with me. So this is off an album called Scorcher. It's Roman Clark's first venture into a solo gig. And he is from somewhere in Manitoba, it looks like. So it's all about the music, and Roman Clark, it should always be about the music. Music is fantastic. Crafting and doing what you love is important, right? So he has a big catalog, and it tends to show the influences of his hardworking prairie roots and his Manitoban upbringing. Blurring the lines between pop and R&B, he uses his unique voice and style to tell honest stories, juxtapose over tracks and that snap your head back to thick beats, uplifting synth arrangements. He cuts his teeth on the music scene as a drummer first, gigging alongside musical family and touring, and recording with power trio and best friends Middle Coast, Michael Bernard Fitzgerald, and Joey Landreth. So yeah, there's quite a bit of info here on him, and hopefully you guys enjoy this last track. I decided to play I'd Be With You instead of the two that are featured on the page with all the information, so hopefully you enjoy this track, and I will catch you very soon for show 81. Thanks once again for tuning in. Without the musicians and the people listening, there would be no purpose to doing this other than the fact that I love doing it, and I hope you enjoy listening. So catch you soon. Have a fantastic day, evening, week, whatever. And yeah, thanks. Cheers.
I'm mad. I just can't stand watching you leave. But baby, can't blame me. I ain't crazy, no. You just made me fall in love. Baby, can you blame me? You got my number, you know where I live. And baby, I would give you anything. Still, I'd give you anything. If you decided that you didn't like being alone, I'd be with you, baby. Just don't go out of my way to make you wanna come back, yeah.